Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 7th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? How are
What's
you?
What's up, Bish Bucks? Cakes is here.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And Eric Bickle getting his wires straight.
How are you? Morning.
Yeah, what's going on with all these wires?
I don't know.
You're telling Mike Marr to loop something. Looks like you got some sort of TriCaster deal.
No. It's just one of my things isn't working. One of my USB. It has nothing to do with that. This is my normal.
Your normal setup.
Yeah, he's just messing with a little speaker I got.
Got it.
Trying to get a little hook on it.
Mm-hmm. A lot to do on the show today. We've got Joe B, Joe Beninati, the voice of the Caps. He'll jump on at 8. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, at 9, they got a win. And Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie, now analyst for Monumental Sports Network, he'll jump on at 9:25. Of course, the Caps lose in overtime last night in a game where their opponent, the Carolina Hurricanes, had over 90 shot attempts.
94 to 34, yep.
Those are shot attempts. We knew this coming in.
Shots,
I mean, we know that the Hurricanes' MO is to pour shots on net, try to get an aggressive forecheck and keep the puck in the cap zone, which they did seemingly for most of the night.
The entire night, yep.
I mean, the Caps were dominated in the game. I mean, they had the play taken to them throughout the game. And despite all that, Logan Thompson played his ass off.
Yep.
He did whatever he could to try to keep the team in the game. And as poorly as the Caps played, they still forced overtime and had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, they had the lead. They had the lead late in the game.
I mean,
it's an overtime game, and they had a chance when Ryan Leonard has his breakaway to win the game.
That was a little bit disturbing that he couldn't convert on that. Yeah. But
we don't have many finishers, let's be honest. I've seen enough shootouts to know we don't have many finishers in that situation.
But the turnover that led to the first Hurricanes goal was just completely mind-numbing, where Protas, now you have to laud Protas because he got the only goal that the Caps scored, but he gets the puck in the Caps' defensive zone, and instead of pushing the puck up the boards, he turns it in towards Logan Thompson in kind of a dangerous spot. Alexiev fumbles it because I think it went off one of the Hurricanes players during the pass, so he didn't get it cleanly on his stick. Turns it over about 12 feet in front of Logan Thompson, and Stankoven gets a clear rip at it.
And LT has no shot to stop
that. He's not going
to
stop that shot.
Was inevitable, though. They were in our zone the whole time.
Night.
They were showing the stats. You could see it. Like two-thirds of the time, they were all
They were in
more.
The zone, and they did dominate, but I'll say this. Like, they poured a lot of shots on net, but unless they were putting a bunch of people in front of Thompson, which they weren't doing a lot of until the game-winning goal in overtime, he was seeing most of those pucks. He was flashing his glove and making some mostly pretty routine saves.
Yeah. Didn't you think, though, but that's kind of a miracle that they were up 1-0 through all of the zone time and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
But despite all the hype about Carolina and the fact that they did dominate, I didn't think that it should have been like a 5-1 or 4-2 type game like a lot of people on Twitter seem to think.
But the more shots you put on goal, one of them's going to go in. One of them's going to get by.
That's what happened in overtime.
Well, also, their penalty kill was as advertised.
Their penalty kill was tough.
Yeah, I mean, it was brutal. I was watching some of it on the phone. Then I got settled in at home for the last period. And I think that was when the last power play. I don't know how many opportunities we had. We never could control the puck. I've never seen a more atrocious power play. I give them credit for it.
Their PK is very good. It's going to be tough.
Really good.
To dent that throughout the series.
I felt when Ovi went into the box at the end of the third with basically just over 2 minutes left.
Right.
I felt like that's a loser right there because I felt like they're going to score there. But, the Caps did a good job killing that. Go to overtime.
Oh, for sure. I typed in time to panic.
Yep.
And they had a chance at overtime. I think it was Dowder had a chance.
Yeah, Dowd was
They had plenty of
really
chances
close.
To steal it, but that
would have been a stolen game. You're right. Yeah. No doubt.
But that's probably going to be the way the games go. I mean, they talked about it on the broadcast, too. I think the play-by-play guy asked the color guy, he's like, what do you prefer?
You mean Sean McDonough?
Yeah, he asked him, do you prefer shot volume or shot quality? He said, this is going to be the battle of shot volume, the Hurricanes, versus shot quality, Capitals.
It's beyond the shots. They're in our zone the whole time. I'm telling you,
You can't get any shots.
We're in trouble.
Well, if they continue to play like that, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure. Now, we'll listen to Carberry's entire presser in the next segment because it wasn't very long.
Yeah.
He was a little bit short with the media, but he knows what needs to be fixed heading into game two.
Correct.
He's well aware that the game two can't look like game one. Because if it does, it's going to be
a
4 or 5 game series in favor of the Hurricanes, which would suck. But yeah, you can't.
Well, we were kind
of
going through all the
play continue.
All of the metrics or the analytics of these people saying that Carolina is just the better team yesterday, and we were trying to figure out why. Well, it's just one game. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up.
No, of course not.
But you kind of saw it last night,
right?
Top to bottom, they were much better. In fact, they were a lot better.
Yeah,
Logan Thompson is the only reason we were in the game.
Logan Thompson was saving the Caps. He was keeping the Caps completely in the game.
I mean, through two periods, I believe the shots on goal were 20-11.
Yeah.
Or 22-11, something like that.
I mean, at one point, the Caps went like 15 minutes of game time without a shot on goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that is unsustainable.
It wasn't good.
That can't continue.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And by the way, I would recommend to everybody, I did this about 5 minutes into the game last night, I turned down the national broadcast, and then I said, Alexa, turn on
John Walton.
Turn on 106.7 The Fan, and I had John Walton and I believe Ken Sabourin on the call.
Did you sync it up?
Synced it up perfectly.
Nice.
And so, I got the Homer call instead of the national call.
The Sean McDonough.
I got the Caps call.
My buddy Greg texted me last night. He goes, this is the worst play-by-play guy. And I said, wait a minute. It's Sean McDonough.
Right.
He's been doing it forever. He's
a
professional.
They're quality at what they do.
Yeah.
But
I know it's
we're
not
spoiled
the home
because we get to listen to Joe B, who's going to be on the show today at 8.
Yes.
And the Locker.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly I'd
rather Joe B and Locker call the game, but I don't think Sean McDonough is horrible. He's a professional.
Right.
He's been doing hockey forever.
Called a lot of games in a lot of different sports.
And the way they do it is kind of weird because is Ray Ferraro on the ice the entire game?
I believe so, yeah. He's down in between the two benches.
Right. So he doesn't chime in as much as Locker would.
Right.
But when he chimes in, he makes good points. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy played forever.
Yeah.
But I thought McDonough was good. I thought the broadcast was fine. It's not Joe B and Locker. I get it, but he's not horrible.
That's fine. I won't hear them in the rest of the series
because
I'll continue to listen to John Walton on the radio call.
Yeah. I was telling Cakes before the show, I do think that the ESPN intermission and her pregame crew is awesome with PK and SEA.
Yeah. And Pronger.
They do a fantastic job. Yeah. And
maybe
they're
PK. I really like him.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And of course, Steve Levy he's the host.
PK Subban's got all the riz. I mean, his outfit last night.
Yeah.
I mean, sunglasses in the studio.
I remember Chris Pronger. I remember the name. I don't remember who he played. Did he play for Detroit?
He played for the Blues for a long time. I don't know who else he played for.
He's a big dude.
He's like 6'5 or 6'6.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Hulking defenseman.
Yeah.
I'll look him up, but I think he spent the majority of his career in St. Louis.
But yeah, I would agree. I mean,
I'm not as pessimistic as you guys. It's an overtime game. They had a lead late. They had a chance to win it. The tone of the game, all the things you say are right, but I think that that's just kind of how it's going to be, and the Caps just have to capitalize on their opportunities.
I understand why they're favored. They're fast. When somebody called in yesterday, I think it said it's like they play with an extra man on the ice. That was a great way to describe it. They just made us look so slow, and I was just humbled watching it. I don't know. I think we're in deep.
Like
deep,
Jason would say, Game Two is the biggest game of the year. Biggest game of the series.
You can easily argue must win.
Can't go in a 0-2 hole and then go to Carolina for two games.
No,
because then it's really grim.
Yeah,
I'm not pessimistic about the series, JP. I think they have to play much better. I'm just pessimistic about last night.
I'm pessimistic about the series.
I know you are. Look, if they lose Thursday,
I'm going to keep the faith at least through the end of Game Two. If Game Two looks anything like Game One, and the Caps are completely dominated,
yeah, you're giving up on that. Yeah,
then I'm going to start.
It's over.
Then I'm going to start losing faith.
You're going to have to start protecting your heart.
Pretty much,
putting up the armor. Start protecting the heart.
Yeah, but I'm expecting a much better effort in Game Two. Yep.
If you want to chime in, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Should mention, coming up this hour, right around 6:45, it's a Game Show Wednesday. We have a $100 gift card on the line to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and more tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. That's coming up at 6:45 here on the...
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Junkies. Talking Caps, they lose game one to the Hurricanes in overtime, 2-1, a game in which the Carolina Hurricanes had over 90 shot attempts. Those are not shots on goal.
Yeah.
Their puck possession time in the Caps zone dominated what the Caps did in the Canes zone. And so, wondering if you're panicking a little bit, phone number's 800-636-1067. That's going to be our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. And Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Are you panicking as a Caps fan after the loss in game one?
I'm not going to panic. Like I said, I'm not going to panic yet. They lose game two, panic level goes from 4 to 9.5.
If they lose game two at home.
But, you know, it was just a bad night. And Carolina was much faster. And they spent the entire night in Washington's zone. And the only reason Washington was in the game was because LT was on point.
Logan Thompson was outstanding.
He was great. I mean, he allowed that bad goal from the point in overtime. But for the most part, he was awesome. And that's the only reason they were in the game. But they got to be much better tomorrow night. Much better.
Our Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. So let's get to the audio of Spencer Carberry, his post-game presser. It wasn't very long because he was not happy. Somewhat terse and short with the media. And you can understand that. Like, his team didn't play up to his expectations. Carolina basically dominated throughout the game. So here's Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, post-game last night.
Spencer, you talked about how well you know this opponent. Is that exactly the kind of game you would have expected them to play this style?
Yeah. Coach, are you at all surprised by the lack of success or just keeping it in the offensive zone, outshot 33-14?
From our standpoint, our ability to get on their half, I mean, for sure. I thought we would be a lot better than that, than we were tonight. And we'll regroup and we'll have to be better in game two.
Tom said he felt like you guys were just a little bit off all night. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, that's accurate.
We know it's a 7-game series. What do you tell your squad after a game like tonight? What's the message to them?
Well, we'll talk about the things that have to change for game two. And so there's a lot of X's and O's. There's a lot of physicality stuff. There's a lot of puck battle stuff. We'll narrow it down because you could obviously go down about 20 different avenues from tonight. So we'll narrow it down and give them a concrete plan of what needs to improve and how it needs to look. And then we'll get to work on it.
Did they just out execute you guys tonight as far as breakouts and doing all the little things that go into winning a game?
Vogues, if we sat here and went through the whole game from breakout to getting through the neutral zone to forecheck to wall play, it wasn't good, and that's the bottom line. Our entire game was not good, and we'll like I said, we'll regroup and we'll get ready for game two.
Coach, can you at least talk about LT's play?
Thought he was fantastic.
Spencer, you mentioned a litany of issues, but the physicality one, I think, going into OT, they out-hit you 42-30. Was that a little surprising to you, being that you guys seemingly had that advantage coming into this series?
Well, you're chasing a lot, right? So that's even surprising because they had the puck so much. So usually when you don't have the puck, usually you're initiating contact to try to get it back. So, but like I said, establishing a forecheck is usually where you get most of your contact, and that was essentially non-existent.
Last one, Katie, go ahead.
First three, I just watched them just the first 4 shifts. We couldn't get on their half, and then so you're back on your heels, D-zone start, and they throw a puck to the net, goes in.
Thanks, Farms.
Yeah, that overtime game winner, I mean, it wasn't even a hard shot. It just came from the point. Yeah. And
a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of bodies.
There were two guys shielding it, and it just beat LT five hole.
Went and through a bunch of legs.
It was just a big... The only good thing about it was it occurred early in the overtime. That's the only good...
Put us out of our misery early.
Yeah,
go to
instead
bed.
Of like going to double overtime and suffering a gut-wrenching goal after two-plus periods of extra play.
Mm-hmm.
At least it was relatively quick.
Coach Carberry summed it up. It wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And he also added, when you don't have the puck...
You don't...
They didn't have the puck a lot.
They didn't. I mean, the stats don't lie.
He handled himself pretty well there because he wasn't happy. Other than with Logan, he wasn't happy with anything.
Hey, lost his gum at one point.
He wasn't happy with anything.
I did see that. His gum popped out of his mouth.
Both those coaches chew their gum pretty vigorously throughout the game.
By the way, I thought it was really funny. One of the real cool positives for the Caps last night was when Willie took the mouthpiece out of Aho's mouth.
Yeah, you like that?
That was funny.
That's just Willie just kind of being a pest.
He just took it right out of his mouth. Did he just toss it to the ice?
I guess he just tossed it on the ice, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
They also flopped at one point trying to get a penalty.
Willie did,
They didn't feel it.
Yeah, they didn't
all
call
good.
That. That's true.
I think it was at the end of the second period.
Something like that.
Might be wrong, but... Yep, they lose that game 2-1. We'll be all over it throughout. Joe Beninati will join us at 8 o'clock, the voice of the Caps on Monumental Sports Network. We'll get his take at 8 o'clock, and Brent Johnson will jump on at 9:25.
I'll be honest, usually Caps games, playoff games are fun. That game wasn't fun to watch. No. I did not have a lot of fun. My daughter and I were commiserating. We were like, this game's just not very fun because Carolina's just leaning on us every time they got the puck in the cap zone. Just manhandling the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch it with your daughter, is that a basement viewing, or is that still your Archie Bunker chair in the bedroom?
Usually it's in the bedroom, but we've done some of the games this playoff run in the basement. Last night, in the bedroom.
Remind me who turned the puck over when we
it
allowed
was
the
Protus.
First. Protus turned it over.
Protus was on the wall with the puck.
Yep.
All he has to do is turn up ice and just
flick it down there.
Protus, I love you. You had an amazing season. You scored the only goal last night. You're my guy. But when you're in the defensive zone, just flick it up towards center ice. Live to see another day.
Yeah.
He turns inward towards Logan Thompson and makes a dicey pass. And Alexiev, he fumbled it off his stick blade. And then Stankoven's like, oh, I got a free rip on Thompson. No bodies in front.
So that is considered a Protus turnover, not Alexiev.
I think it's more on Protus because he just
a bad pass.
He chose to make a dangerous pass that he didn't have to make.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if the team is dominating you in your zone, don't try to make the perfect pass. Just get it out of there.
I mean, the only statistic that the Caps really dominated the Hurricanes in, and it's not a good statistic, right. Blocks.
Yeah. Well, when a team has 90-some shot attempts,
right. You're going to block some.
Try to block as many
as
you can.
I've never seen.
32-9, and that just showed, again, that's not a good stat.
I think shot attempts is, I think it's overrated, but it just shows that they had
the puck.
They're doing exactly what people thought they would do. Volume shooting on the net.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, but they were better than I had anticipated. I thought it would be a challenge. I thought we'd be lucky to get through this.
They were very good last night. I mean, I'm not ready to just hand them the series just because they dominated one game out of potentially seven. Mm-hmm. But
well, it's going to take a completely different team, a team that I don't recognize, to win game two. No, you won't recognize them from game one.
They have to be completely
different.
Well, look, if Carolina is going to control the puck for the majority of the game, in game two, and they're going to outshoot the Caps, you know, basically triple.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yes. You're going to have to steal it like they almost did last night, but they got to be much better in all those other states.
I don't see a scenario how they could steal four. I'm really down after watching that. I watched that and I went, this is
so bad. Now you're going, okay, now Carolina's legit. Now you're understanding why.
I didn't see
him
before.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm asking questions. Why are they favored? Why watch it? Why? I get it.
Right. It's a long series, you know.
Well, let's hope it's a long series.
We went through, it's a best of seven series.
Yeah, I know.
We went through what the handicappers were predicting, and most of them were favoring Carolina. But I also mentioned ESPN, which had 24 analysts, and the majority of them were going Caps, and the vast majority of those were in six or in seven. You know, a lot of times game one, it's a feeling out process. Carberry's going to be looking at that film nonstop and developing schemes.
How can you be on the Caps? And I don't believe this. Like, and Nike, I don't know how to articulate it, but like kind of be so outplayed at home, game one. You should be every bit as fired up and aggressive as your opponent. There's no way they were sleeping on them. Zero. Uh-uh. I just think they were better.
They just got outclassed last night. The Caps got outclassed by Carolina.
It was a bad night.
I don't know how that happens. I know things change, and I've seen, especially in the NFL, you could be a completely different team one week and the next week, but I don't know. It might just be a bad matchup, dude.
They are legit. Carolina's legit, and they scare me. I said this yesterday before the game. But they're not unbeatable. I mean, Washington beat them twice this year, and you can say what you want about regular season games. Certainly, they're not as intense, and they don't mean as much as the playoff games, but I mean, it's not like they've swept the Caps.
And they were right there. They had a late lead.
It was a joke, though.
They gave up the late lead.
That was a joke.
It goes to overtime. They didn't lose 7-0.
Right. If they you want to chime in, totally stolen it.
800-636-1067.
I was all about that. Because, I mean, I was telling my daughter and my wife, I was like, if we find a way to win this game,
we're stealing
it's a
it.
Completely stolen
for sure.
Lockbox win. But I would take it.
You'd take
any win you can get in the playoffs.
And you would feel better than you do now, but you wouldn't feel great because you're like, we had to freaking steal that thing to win it. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I was Debbie Downer watching that.
I think in game two, this stat has to be at least flip-flop. Somehow Carolina out-hit the Caps 44-31. Like that has got to be flipped in the Caps' favor if the Caps want to win game two. They can't get out-hit by Carolina in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
They have to impose their physicality on Carolina in game two.
And also the face-offs, it ended up being 35-28, but at one point it wasn't that close.
Right.
And they were pointing out that Doubter
had a rough night.
He wasn't having a good night.
Yeah.
So they got to be better on the face-offs too. So
I think he was one for his first 11 in winning face-offs.
Yeah.
Why do they keep, like, if you're having a bad night, like in lacrosse, they put somebody else out. Why didn't they put somebody else?
I don't know how that works. Because he's their guy. He's the best they have, I guess. I don't know.
Sometimes it's the matchup thing, though, right?
It's a matchup thing, yeah. Depends on what line's out there.
I think he turned it around a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He won 7. He lost 12.
Yeah, so he was 7 for 19.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not horrific, but it's just... It's the hardest game. I don't know. It's such a hard game.
It's playoff hockey, man. But they do have to be much better tomorrow night.
I just don't know how they're going to all of a sudden be able to deal with their speed and their swarming. Like, they dismantled our power play, the last one where I really locked in on it.
Did they even get a shot on that last
power play? Yeah. I'm not sure they even had the puck.
If they got one, they got one shot.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
I mean, they just dismantled them. And I couldn't even figure out how they were doing it.
So
like, we got extra guys.
So confidence level out of the four junks, I'm going to break it down right here for the Caps to win the series.
Yes.
All right. Bickle is a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
JP's like a 7.5, 8 because he's Mr. Positive all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was a 7.5 or 8. I mean, you lose game one.
So you had a 5, maybe?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. I'm about a 5 as well. Mm-hmm. Cakes, he's a little disgruntled. I'm going to say he's probably just south of 5, maybe 4.75.
I would put myself at a 6.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not great. I don't feel uber confident. How could you after, I mean, Carolina just lived in the Caps zone last night.
Yeah.
They just established residency there. That can't happen in game two.
See, the thing is, I guess the idea could be from afar again, and I'm a novice hockey guy, obviously, but you either just got outclassed or you just weren't ready to play. And I find it impossible to believe that they weren't ready to play. I'm leaning towards they got outclassed because the other team is better.
I would go with that.
There's no way that Wilson wasn't fired up. They didn't do bands and make a dance. They didn't do everything and get all fired.
Do you think the 6 days off affected them a little bit?
The other team
they were a little sluggish.
Right?
Yeah, both teams had a long layoff.
Well, it didn't affect them as much as Washington.
Maybe.
So maybe they come out a little bit more fired up tomorrow night.
Or I'm just wrong, and they just were kind of sleeping on them. They had a little athletic arrogance.
I don't think so.
But I find that hard to believe.
I'm going to guess you're going to see thunderous hitting from the Caps in game two. I think Carberry and that staff, they're going to tell they're going to tell Ovi. They're going to tell Willie. They're going to tell Duhame, Doggy. Like, you guys are on a seek and destroy mission because we cannot have the same sort of those guys just being super comfortable being around Logan Thompson throughout the entire game.
I watched our guy.
You have to try to take dudes' heads off. And if you commit a penalty from time to time, so be it. But it cannot be the same level of effort as we saw last night.
800-636-1067. We want to hear from Caps fans. You can also vote on our poll of the day at Junks Radio. I heard Locker after the game say he felt that the Caps were doing too much east-west, not enough north-south.
Okay.
So maybe Locker they're going to change their style of play a little bit for this game.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly
But I'd agree with you with the hitting. They'll probably start laying the lumber. It's the classic battle. I mean, I heard all these hockey experts say heavy game versus fast game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need shot volume versus shot quality.
I need to see bone crunching, like you're afraid that the glass is going to give away types of hits in game two. Like
I think you're going to see
you're going to remember like late in the series. Like I remember those hits in game two that swung things back in the Caps' favor. Like, that's what you need, I think, going forward. That's my armchair analysis game two.
The one good thing I did notice is PK, you know, they were all complaining after they, you know, we had that late penalty and they had the 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to lose right there. I think a lot of us did. And they couldn't get a shot off or refused to shoot. They were doing too pretty. And I guess that PK was insinuating that's kind of been their reputation for years. Like, nothing's changed. Like, he was pretty down on them, actually. It going into overtime, just not being able to sort of capitalize and being a little, you know, not have. He said they have great players. Did you hear what he said when he tried to distinguish? Did you watch that in the intermission?
During intermission, I do other things.
You know?
I'm running around the house. I'm like grabbing a beer downstairs. I'm not paying attention to the intermission.
Well, I was just trying to hear their analysis. That's, you know, and I don't know. He seemed kind of down on Carolina, and that gave me a little optimism. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, like Cake said, they got to come out of the gates fast and strong tomorrow night and establish the physicality, no doubt.
All right, let's go to Tony in Manassas. If you want to chime in, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but Cake's and JP a little more optimistic. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey Tony.
Bud. What's up?
Well, there's a couple stats here, right? They hit the post at least 5 to 6 to 8 times, and they beat the goaltender, right?
You mean they're us or high, them?
Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like I was in church listening to a ding around.
Right.
But they lost most of the board battles, and at one point it was so lopsided on faceoff wins. I mean, to control the puck, control the game. I don't know what was going on with all that, but the bottom line, they didn't win any board battles either. I mean, they've got to be tougher. They got to come up with pucks. And but man, it sounded like I was in church here and all the bing bing off the post and the crossbars. And I mean, that's not even a shot on goal technically, but another quarter of an inch, and you know, it could have been 5,
well,
6,
I think,
7
to
goals.
Be fair, the Caps hit the post at least once, maybe twice. It wasn't all just Carolina ringing the post in that game.
But it wasn't even close. I mean, it's on board battles and on face-off wins.
That part, I agree. Other parts, they need to improve.
Are you optimistic that they can actually flip a switch? I mean, they're going to light into their asses today. They know it.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to bag skate them. But, I mean, they're going to go over everything. They're going to break it down. Carberry is an amazing tactician, so he's going to have them ready to go. It wasn't even close enough, and I'm sitting here watching with my son, and he was a high-level hockey player himself. He's like, what's going on here? I mean, they just missed, and what Locker said about east-west, they need to do a lot more north-south, right? Because it's very tough to skate with these guys, but they put such a hard forecheck on once they dump the puck in the
zone.
Who's
the little weasel up top? It's very annoying.
Aho?
I think it's
Sebastian Aho.
That's the one I said yesterday. I don't like. I don't like his face.
I don't like that guy.
He's got a punchable face.
He's really good, but I don't like that dude.
Yeah, him and Willie were going at it, so that'll be interesting to see. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to George. 800-636-1067. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this throughout the show today. George, what's up, bud?
Jones, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
So I'm sitting here listening to EB, and I'm agreeing. My balloon's deflated.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're lost here.
Yeah.
and it hits me. I think we need more physicality. We got to, you know, stop their speed with knocking their teeth out.
Mm-hmm. But they knew that going in. They knew that going in.
Well, why didn't we get it done?
I don't know.
Sometimes game one is a feeling out process. I know you don't want to think that way, but it happens all the time.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Change your strategy a little bit.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
I don't buy that either. I mean,
all right, you guys are panicky Pete's.
I'm panicking.
You know how many series turn on a dime?
It's pretty simple, bro. It's simple. They got to be a completely different team tomorrow night, and they've got to win the game. If they go down 0-2, down to Raleigh, it's over.
I tend to agree.
It's pretty simple. I mean, I know in hockey you can come back from 0-2, but chances are very slim.
Right.
Although they did that in their Stanley Cup run.
They did. They trailed in every single series in that run.
And they were down 2-0.
Right.
When Cakes buried them.
Yeah. I was ready to bury them when they were down 2-0 to Columbus.
Thank you, buddy. I just don't think they're going to get any faster overnight.
No, they're not going to get faster, but they can get more physical. That is something you can control.
I think we have to go back and watch how the Caps beat the Canes in the regular season twice.
Right.
All right. Go back and watch those games or the highlights and see what happened. They clearly were a better team in those games than they were last night.
Maybe
Carolina.
Maybe they stole those two.
Or maybe Carolina. God.
Carolina's not a perfect team.
This just might be a good matchup. Sometimes it's just a bad matchup. I don't think there's a perfect team.
Capitals could have won that game if Ryan Leonard converts the breakaway.
Yeah, that's true. And they wouldn't have deserved it.
Yeah, but you would take it.
That's how hockey is sometimes.
There are plenty of teams that have stolen games in the past.
Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. You can call us now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see Metallica in concert at Northwest Stadium. Plus, we have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, their restaurants, which include Circa, Trio, El Bebe, and Open Road. So give us a call now at 800-636-1067 for Game Show Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Still to come on the program, Joe Beninati is going to join us. He'll break down game one of the Caps-Canes series. Joe B., unfortunately, not on the air on the Monumental Sports Network during this playoff run. They do the first round. Now it's all ESPN the rest of the way. But we'll talk to Joe B. at 8 o'clock, sprinkling some Nationals with Mike Rizzo. He joins us every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We talk to the Nats GM and president of baseball ops, James Wood, with his 10th home run last night.
That was
he is one of the major leagues leaders, I believe, Aaron Judge, you brought up yesterday, hit another one. He's up to 12.
He's having an absurd year. I mean,
but James Wood, double figures already in homers with 10. And then we got Brent Johnson, the goalie, who's with Monumental Sports Network to talk Caps Canes coming up at 9:25. But right now, we're going to do box score breakdown on a game show Wednesday. You get it right, you win a prize. We got some great prizes in Game Show Wednesday, sponsored.
Of course. Look, it's time to raise your standards, people. Open Road Distilling Company is now available in Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. It's a great spot over there in Reston Town Center. Got their own bourbon. They've got their own whiskey. They got their own maple old fashions. I'll actually be there tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow afternoon for happy hour at Open Road Distilling in Reston. But it's a great spot. Go check them out and buy their bourbon, their whiskey, and their maple old fashioned in 56 Northern Virginia ABC stores.
Very cool. All right. Box score breakdown, Game Show Wednesday. Who is our first contestant?
All right. Let me see here. Let's go to Tim in Germantown. Hey, Tim. You're on with the Junkies.
Hey. Well, hey, brother. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Metallica tickets on the line. All right. This one's very simple. How many shots on goal for Ovi last night?
Plus or minus? Or he has to nail it?
Got to nail it.
Two.
Nope. Sorry, my friend. He had just one.
I remember he had one shift, Cakes. Do you remember where they highlighted that he jacked up like two guys?
Yeah.
A couple hits. Yeah. I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
But that was kind
of... Was that later in the game? I thought that was maybe third period.
Maybe midway through.
Can't remember exactly when that happened.
But I was like,
he had back-to-back hits in an 8 or 9 second span.
Yeah.
Need more of that in game two.
Need more.
And not just from Ovi, all up and down the roster.
For sure. Tobias.
Hey.
What's up,
buddy?
Hey,
Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
All right, Tobias, along those lines, who led the Caps with shots yesterday? They never told.
I'm going to have to go with Protas.
No, it wasn't Protas.
Good guess. I mean, I wouldn't even know.
Let's go to the next contestant. I'll leave that up here for this guy. Then I'm going to move on.
Chris Woodbridge, who had the most shots on goal, right?
Yep.
Who had the most? Oh, he left. He gave up. Let's go to Connie. Ladies first. Hey, Connie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Connie. Same question for you. Who led the team in shots yesterday for the Washington Capitals?
I'm going to say Protas as well.
The previous caller guessed Protas.
She obviously didn't hear it.
She wasn't paying attention. I mean, I'll just give her benefit of the doubt.
All right.
Protas had two. This guy had three.
Can I guess?
Extend it one more.
Can I guess? No. All right.
800-636-1067 box score breakdown. Go ahead.
David at Silver Spring.
Hey, David.
I'm going to say Alex Ovechkin.
No.
Not listening. He had one.
You know what? There's a lot of
now it's time to small, move on.
Right, what's your guess,
small
EB?
Little bird brain.
It's an unlikely guy to lead them in shots.
What's your guess, EB?
Oh, then I'm not going to get it. I was going to say Ryan Leonard.
It was Ryan
Leonard.
Right. Yeah. Three.
There's your unlikely.
Because he pissed me off. He didn't bury one or two of them.
All right. Still got the Metallica tickets to give away and the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. 800-636-1067. Who's our next contestant?
Let's go to Jason. Jason, hey, what's up?
All right, Jason.
I'm just a big fan of you guys.
Thanks, man.
I don't want the tickets.
You don't want the tickets?
Well, then I listen to you guys every day.
I'm a little down. I could use this.
Okay.
I could use this. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a homeless veteran, and I listen to you guys every day.
Hold on, he's a homeless veteran?
That's what he said.
You're homeless?
So I listen to you guys every day.
God bless you, man. Where do you spend your nights?
In my truck.
In your truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you been looking for work?
Can you work?
No, I'm working. I'm working on trying to get in some housing.
Jeez.
But I listen to you guys every morning.
Appreciate it. Hopefully, we brighten your
day. This is a sobering phone call.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Jason, are you able to actually work?
Yeah, I am actually working now.
You are. So you're saving up a little cash or what?
Yeah, saving up some cash so I can
make the deposit for the apartment.
What do you do?
I'm a bartender.
You're a bartender?
Yeah.
All right. Do you need extra shifts?
I would like some extra shifts.
All right. Stay on hold. We're going to get your number. Where do you park your truck?
I'm at the Bull Run Regional Library.
Bull, so that's out by you, isn't it? Bull Run? Manassas. Where is that?
Where? Yeah. Well,
in Manassas.
In Manassas.
Yeah, I know where the golf course is. Yeah.
All right, so you're in the Manassas area. If somebody out there is looking for a bartender, you know, you'll be a good employee and everything?
I've been a good one for 20 years.
All right.
I don't think he's going to say he's going to be a bad one.
We'll vouch for him.
I just want to make sure. Pass one, the weakest test ever. See? Okay. Stay on hold. Okay, Jason?
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you,
buddy. Could somebody please help this guy out? Please.
Who's our next contestant? Game Show Wednesday doing box score breakdown, which apparently is too hard using the Caps box score, so I'll move on.
All right, let's go to James. James, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? Oh, it says Lou. I'm sorry, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, my God. Everyone's like slow today.
I don't think this is going to work
out.
You know what?
They're in a Caps.
Well, I want the Metallica tickets.
All right. You got to earn it.
All right. Here we go.
They're in Caps malaise, EB.
So the Cleveland Cavaliers lost last night down 2-0 in their series against the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning three-pointer. But this guy led the Cavs with 48 points. Who scored 48 points last night for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Man, I have no idea.
He doesn't know NBA.
Yeah, he's watching the Caps.
I wonder if he could name a Cav.
He probably could.
No, he can name a Cap.
Let's
not
go
a Cav.
To the next caller. 800-636-4067.
You got to really dumb it down. Like, you got to ask who hit the game winner, and they might not even know that.
Or just ask who won the game.
Right.
Name one Cavs.
You might have to ask how many goals did the Cavs score last night.
All right, let's go to the next caller.
Like that level of question.
Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
I think Mark has a shot. Same question. Cavs-Pacers game last night, this guy led the way with 48 points.
That's Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, congrats.
That would be my only possible guess.
You're going to go see Metallica, their M72 tour with special guest Pantera, Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Cavs in trouble. They had the one seed, and they're down 2-0 to the Pacers. Now they're playing without a couple of their all-stars.
Well, three of their four best players are out, so it's going to be tough.
Yes.
Tristan Thompson is still on their roster. He's still in the league.
Still there.
Wow. Take a look at Ty Jerome's box score last night.
Yeah, he was not good. 1-for-14.
1-for-14. But they've got two all-stars in Evan Mobley and Darius Garland who are out, plus
DeAndre Hunter out.
DeAndre Hunter, who of course starred at UVA. All right, we still have the $100 gift card to give away for Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Stay tuned for that later in the program. Don't go anywhere. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.